what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but we need to appreciate the ridiculousness of their honesty. Get that? The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, but we don't need to appreciate the ridiculousness of their dishonesty. See? You don't have to do that. Nope. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I appreciate you for real as brothers and sisters. That's why. Also, a Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Man, if you need to know something, here it is. We're going to tell you right now everything you have to grasp. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here's a really good one. I want you to answer this. You don't have to answer it to me, but you got to think about it. What is the thing you appreciate most about your church? What do you like? Oh, I love that they dance during the offering. Or I love the preaching. I love the worship. I love the parking lot. It's huge. Whatever. I'm just asking you, what do you appreciate about your church?
That was a nice little dance you did when you were. They didn't see that little dance. Yeah, little church dance.
Little church hand dance. Okay, here it is. If you want to reach out to us, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. How sad is that? Just reach out to us and call us. First call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, you got to hold on. Because when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to a Dynamite D.
Oh, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
I really like that one, Dave. I really do.
And you guys, you got to be aware of this. Here's something that's really important. If you wake up and you go through your day and you've got the same thing that all of us go through and you're like,
yeah, here we go again. Oh, me, oh, my, it's my birthday.
Hey. A little more expectation, a little more faith, a little more remembering that Jesus Christ loves you, died on the cross for you, stands by there, by you on all occasions, won't forsake you, and will walk with you in the up and the down and the good and the bad. Man, it is something to have an expectation for, because his commitment to you is eternal. Praise the Lord. That's good news, right? All right, so if you want to call us, you know you can call us. Pretty simple right there. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice coming up now.
214-210-8483.
Sounds like Hal from that 2001 Space Oddity.
No idea what that is.
Okay, don't worry about that. Also, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. From John 3:30, hemustincrease.org. Very important, by the way. Additionally, we send you up to the website. Please remember this. There are prayer and praise forms. Now, what does that mean? It means that, first of all, nobody gets your information. But if you've got a prayer request and you don't feel comfortable sharing it on the show in public, you can go to the website and put that information on a form, and we will pray for you. There's no cost. There's nothing involved. If you've got a praise report and you're like, you know, I really want people to know this, but I don't want to call.
It's okay. It's not. It won't hurt you, but it's okay. We want to make it so that you can still share those things. You can fill out a praise report. We'll be glad to share that information if you so desire. You're the person that determines whether it's public or private. Nobody else. And so we encourage you to do that. Plus, on the website is an opportunity to give, and we're moving away from the shamefulness of giving and into the, let's get into the ministry of giving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 7 says this. The point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. If you're going to give to any ministry and you can't smile about it, don't do it. If you really think God needs your money, you don't really understand what's going on. If you think your money is so much more important that you need to hold on to it, you really don't understand what's going on. It's a tool. Don't let it be a trap. That simple. Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka.
You betcha, right there. That's all I got to say for those that are older. I know exactly what that is. Here is some updates I got to give you on some different things. So a week from today, we're going to be doing our launch in the simulcast. I don't know. We haven't decided whether we're getting rid of the 3 minutes. We're getting it down to 2 minutes. We're going to do 1 minute. We're going to do an extra trivia question. I have no idea. You guys think I know exactly what I'm doing.
No clue, Dave. No clue.
Not a clue. Do you ever play the game Clue? Right now, somebody's in the kitchen with a wrench, and it could be Colonel Mustard. I don't know. We're going to figure it out when the time is right. The Lord will tell us the best way to go as best as we can hear and listen. In the meantime, I do need some prayer for some things. Obviously, that would be one of them. Tomorrow, Eric is going to have a surgery. Try to remind me tomorrow about Eric's surgery. He's going to go in about the time the show is happening. He hasn't done surgeries before. And so those first ones are always a little like, you know, I've done multiple surgeries. So I just, it's like, yeah, he's going to do great. And he's got people praying for him. And his lease is by his side. And all that's going to go great. But we want to pray for him. That's number one. Number two, Pastor Lash and I are connecting to see when we're going to meet for coffee, and then he's going to come to the studio and do an interview, spend some time with us. You know, we want it to be comfortable with him, so we're trying to open it back up to interviews, so be in prayer because we need the wisdom there. These are the last two things that I'll throw at you, and they are for me specifically. One, Easton is going through quite a bit of strain. He's not having massive seizures or anything, but Julianne said, hey, I need everybody praying for us because we don't – it's really like – just like the enemy coming at the worst possible time, which is always the case, by the way. So just be praying for Easton. And this is on a personal note as well. Little Bert is at the little animal hospital having a little minor surgery, not a big deal surgery, but he's been very uncomfortable for the last couple of days. He had a problem, infection on his dew claw, and it's just like, oh, that's sad. And he just looks at you. It's so sad. He looks at you and he's like going, I'm hurt.
Oh, man, old Bert. Is he still waking up at 3 a.m., Dave?
Yes, but he's like, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
It's just really like, and you just like, aw, you know. Anyway, all right. To the text we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. Let's get into it. And this is something we should be aware of. We are in 1 Timothy. We are in chapter 4 in 1 Timothy. And we are kind of going to, I guess we're going to pick it up from verse 3. Technically, we're really teaching on verse 4 would be probably a little bit more accurate, but I'll just do the run into it if that's okay with everybody. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Here's the verse 4. For every creation of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Now, I want to say something because this is important. When it says every creation of God is good, let's make that super clear. When God made man and everything else, what did he say when he was done? It's good. Good, good, good. What did man do? Sinned. That made it bad, 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 okay? But prior to that, God never does anything less than excellent, ever. Not in your life, not in my life, not in anybody's life. And everything he's doing in your life is excellent. And you need to be aware of that and think of it in those terms. Not, oh, he's going to get me by. I'm just going to survive this, you see. I'm just going to barely move it from this place to this place. That is not how the Lord is. He is a gracious, giving, loving Father. Yes, Father, male. Hello, that's how he chose to identify. People don't like it? Tough. 4,000 references in the Bible. We'll just skip that for right now. Here's what I want you to catch. He is clearly teaching us in Scripture, hey, everything to be received from the Lord should be received with thanksgiving. The things that the Lord grants you, the things that the Lord gives you, the things that the Lord allows you, the things that the Lord puts in your life, you know what? You should be thankful. Do you know how sometimes you'll be in prayer and you get that? I just want to say, you get that 60 seconds to 120 seconds where it's like electricity. It's like you're just really getting it. You know what? That's a gift. You should say thank you. Do you know how you ate that food and you took that first bite and your body went, hello? That's a gift. Do you understand that? Do you know how you watched a movie? This happened to us this week. And you watched a movie, and at the end of the movie, you're yelling at the movie because you're telling them, duck, look out, right? So you're into it, right? I'm just giving you an example. Don't be weird. Everybody does it. And it's like, you know what? You enjoyed it. That's great. You had fun. Great. Be thankful. You see, what we do is we try to make things holier than they are or less holy than they are. I guess we go both directions because we're really good at that. And what we need to do is like be appreciative for all the stuff that the Lord's brought into our lives. It even says that there, these things, the creations of God, they're sanctified by the word of God in prayer. You know who's the one who's doing the word of God in prayer study is you. The Lord's not doing it. Who does the word of God in prayer? Does God do the prayer? Does God do the word? No, you do that. And so if you're in a consistent relationship with the Lord and you've got it going on because you're spending time in the word, because you're spending time in prayer, and you've got something cool that happens in your life, guess what? Be thankful.
Well, it's Monday, Dave.
No, here's the while I too want to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. It's another Monday for you to have an opportunity to see somebody in your family get saved. Uh-oh. Can't believe you dropped that on me on a Monday first segment. Yeah. See, that's just show you a little less selfish, a little more God stuff. Yeah, that's cool. Good idea. And so what I'm trying to communicate is, and it talks about marriage and it talks about food, so that's the run-up to this. So I really like the idea of food. So
Dave, think about this, though. And I literally did it too. This is two instances within the past week. One time I was eating the fruit. One time I was drinking water. And I'm like, God, thank you for this. I mean, you know, those little things, you got to consistently be thankful. I was eating the fruit saying, God, you created this? How wonderful are you?
Yeah, I mean, that is a big part of it. And I'll say this, and most people, you know, it's just so ridiculous. But some people are like, you know, look at that sunset. So the scientists are like, well, that's all the particles in the air that reflect the sun. Well, then how come they had that in 2000 BC? I'm just curious. Oh, sorry. Anyhow, besides that, okay, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have all the pollution, whatever. Okay, my point is you look at that and you go, what a masterful artist God is. Why? Because the way the clouds are laid out, the way it's set up, the way it looks, you're like going, wowza. But the whole thing is premised on us having a thankful heart. We do our fair share of complaining. Hey, I got an idea. Let's do our fair share of saying thank you. See, that's a good idea. Okay. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back a week from today. This is what you'll be hearing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, and KBright AM 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. Taking a short break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, and starting next week, KBRIGHT AM 1240, the Christian station in San Diego. Bright like the Son of God. That kind of bright. Very, very good. Here we go. Getting ready for our first trivia question. All of these trivia questions are relatively easy. Now you're thinking, why? It's because I look at different books and come up with different trivia, and then I go into these segments, and I kind of like some of the way they flow. That's why, okay? You guys should get this. Every one of these should be 9,000 people responding. Who was the first king of Israel? Bam, pretty simple. Who was the first king of Israel? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. Those are the ways that you can reach out to us. We hope you will do that very thing. For those that are wondering, you know, what's the deal? Are you thinking about doing two trivia questions? Are you thinking about doing shorter breaks and so on and so forth? Yeah, I'm thinking all about it, but in the first week, I might do nothing. And then we might change it as we go. We'll see. That's just kind of how I am. You know?
Going with the flow, Dave.
Yeah, you know, I like that. You know, sometimes that's good. We will, though, now, right now, do our DNA, because there's little that's as important as our DNA. DNA are building blocks by which we function every single day as Christians. And I'm just going to keep it as simple as possible. If we're operating in good DNA, then we're going to do good every day. Ooh, if you're operating in good DNA, we're going to do good every day. There you go. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. I've noticed that when it's almost like my day cannot be processing unless I've already spent my time with the Lord. It's like I'm distracted, and I love that now about where I'm at, because it's like I love knowing I need to do this in order for me to function. I got to pray just to make it today. That's the reality check. Draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words ever. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
OPM, other people matter. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And so in fulfilling the law of Christ, we carry on or take on other people's lives and burdens, love on them, stand with them, we laugh with them, we cry with them. We then exhibit the purpose that Jesus tried to instill in all of us in fulfilling his command by loving one another as Jesus loved us. Just like that. And in doing that, if we did it really, really well, then we would be a witness. Because Jesus said, by this shall all men know you are my disciples.
That's a powerful little point there.
Wow, wow. You know, witness for the Lord? Love. Love your brother. Love your sister the way that Jesus did.
Ah. But that's not as deep as the theological debates, Dave.
Yeah. You know, they're going to be debating, like, they're just going to keep doing this forever and ever, and you sit there and you go, And it's like, oh, it seems really intellectual.
Have anybody tried love?
Hey, you know what's really, really more powerful than that? A good ping pong game. All right, anyhow, we'll just move on from there. Your trivia question, who was the first king of Israel? That's not very complex. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's go back into the text. We are at verse 6 in 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says this, if you instruct the brethren, this is Paul writing to Timothy, in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine, which you have carefully followed, but reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward God. Godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of this life that now is and of that which is to come. So Paul instructs him on being a good minister, right? It's hard to be a good minister in any day, in any age. It's a difficult thing. So Timothy gets this instructions from Paul. He says, look, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. This is going to make you a good minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'll be nourished and strengthened in the words of faith and in good doctrine. That keeps him on the right track. Understanding that good doctrine furthers the kingdom of God, exalts Jesus Christ, and promotes fellowship with others. And understanding that is important. Doctrine that we die for that creates pride and division and arrogance is not what Paul had in mind. All the arguments you want, go ahead. If you're so stuck on you being by your doctrine that you are prideful, you're a person of division, or you're a person of arrogance, like nobody knows as much as you know, you are not pleasing God. Your doctrine, your teachings, your connection to the word of faith should be something that exalts the kingdom of God, exalts Jesus Christ, exalts fellowship. I mean, that's the whole premise, right? The premise is not to go, I'm right, you're wrong, uh-huh. You know, that's, what is that? That's what we did when we were in kindergarten. It's like, let's not do that. And then Paul says something that's fascinating. A lot of people don't like it, but he says it, and you can't take it away that he says it. He said, look, he goes, I want you to have exercise in godliness. Exercise yourself towards godliness. Now, when he said that word exercise, he knew what was going on in his brain. He's like, look, bodily exercise profits a little. So he knew that I'm saying exercise godliness. The immediate next line is, hey, that physical. Now, did they have weights the way we do or gyms or whatever? I don't know if they had a gym or not. They probably had rocks on the end of something and somebody picked them up or I don't know. But he addresses bodily exercise. And you know what he doesn't say? He said it's terrible. Now, we say that because we don't want to do it. It profits, but just a little. And so here's the ticket. Why does it profit just a little? Because it only has value for this life. And everything we do that only has value for this life is a little helpful, just not a lot helpful. And so he says, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having a promise of the life that now is and the life which is to come. So bodily exercise only has a promise of the life that now is. But when we're operating in godliness, when we're operating in a righteousness, it has profitability for this life and for the next. In this life, because God receives it, God sees it and responds to us in the next life, because it will still be felt its benefit in the next life. It is true that every once in a while I do like to work out. I mean, it's true, okay? But in the next life, my eternal life, I won't be taking a lot of look at this muscle in there. But I will be taking a lot of look at how much I love this person in there. Oh, is that different or what? Wow. Is this a Monday? You can never tell anymore.
It is, Dave.
It is? Really? Huh? It's just bizarre. Huh? All right. These trivia questions are not difficult, but it's okay. I want people to know this. Who was the first king of Israel? And the answer is Saul. King Saul was the first one. Technically, 1 Samuel 11, 12 through 15. He was the first king of Israel. Ironically, he was a bad answer to prayer. Like, what? Well, see, Israel asked for a king, and Samuel was mad because they had rejected God being the king. But God still answered the prayer, but it wasn't what the Lord wanted, and the answer to the prayer wasn't what people had in mind, and that should tell you about praying for the wrong thing.
That's an interesting little can right there, Dave.
A little bit of tidbit right there. All right, we'll take our break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station in Texas, and next week also, KBright AM 1240, the Christian Station in San Diego. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks a lot.
The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute. Let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind, we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes. Because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding. The wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes. So that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. No, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years. It's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.